Dear listeners, I'm Lauren Conlon, and before you embark on this investigative journey with me, I want to offer a sincere word of my acknowledgement and gratitude. When I, as the host, first set out on this path, I was admittedly very green. I lacked the seasoned expertise and finesse that comes with experience in investigative podcasting and reporting. However, every story has a beginning and an ending, and this podcast represents the start of my own investigative odyssey. So as you dive into these episodes, you may notice rough edges or moments where my inexperience shines through, but please know that every stumble and misstep has been a crucial part of my learning process, and I've embraced each challenge as an opportunity for growth and improvement. So I want to express my heartfelt appreciation to each and every one of you who has stuck with the story despite my imperfections, because Grant's story is important. So your support and patience have been invaluable as I've navigated the complexities of investigative podcasting. And your feedback, whether constructive criticism, words of encouragement, or maybe something that wasn't so nice, has helped me and helped shape this podcast into what it is today. So without further ado, here is Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon. I'm your host, Lauren Conlon. I am jumping on for a mini episode today because of all of the jurisdiction chatter from yesterday's episode. I received lots of emails and there's been a lot of tweets and comments on social media, so I just want to go over a couple things. Grace Christian Academy has the exact same zip code, 37064, as Franklin City Hall. And Franklin City Hall is clearly in the city of Franklin's jurisdiction. This is very confusing. So I did call the city of Franklin to ask them about this, and I will play my conversation with two of the employees right now. I don't have their names. I'm not trying to call them out. They were very nice, but I just think everyone needs to hear this.
City of Franklin, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm trying to understand jurisdiction in Franklin, if you don't mind helping me out. This is very interesting. So my question is, the city of Franklin, the zip code 37064, that is not the jurisdiction of Franklin. Am I right?
Sorry, I'm new, so I don't really know. But I'm trying to see if I can figure out how I would look that up. What was the zip code you said?
It's 37064.
I not quite sure. Let me transfer you over to Building and Neighborhood Services. They might have a better idea.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'm trying to figure out jurisdiction in Franklin and Williamson County. I'm just having some problems here. No one seems to know about this certain zip code. If you don't mind, it's 37064. Mm-hmm. That is not part of the Franklin jurisdiction.
Yes, it is.
It is part of it.
Yes.
37.
That's actually where City Hall's located. Is that zip code?
Okay. I think there's some confusion because I was told by Mayor Moore himself that this zip code is not in his jurisdiction.
Hey, ma'am.
Just hi.
Trying to understand the whole situation. It looked like 37064. I mean, that's where City Hall is located. It looks like it's in city limit. Do you have a specific address?
Yes, I do. It's 3279 Southall Road, 37064.
Hey, Southall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that is out of city limits. I would contact the county office, but I guess it just stretches.
Okay, so then who would be contacted?
I would contact the city. The county office.
Okay, so that was pretty interesting. I think it's pretty clear that even the people of Franklin are very confused about jurisdiction. And sorry, I'm not going to say that word again. I feel like I've said it 1,000 times. But at this point, the people of Franklin and Williamson County will be taking their official complaint and filing it with everyone in the surrounding area. I mean, have you ever seen in your life so many people, quote unquote, pass the buck? Not my problem. I'm not going to say the word, but yeah, just like the mayor. And I stand by the fact that, okay, fine, he's factually correct. But I'm willing to bet even he had to check himself on that because it took over 30 days for his response. And the response definitely lacked empathy or care. And it's still kind of a head scratcher that when it comes to children, someone in his position wouldn't be like, well, let me help you get this information into the right hands, or could I be of service elsewhere? This matter was brought to his attention by the people of Franklin and Williamson County. And just reminding everyone that your mayor, he is a civil servant. He works for you. So essentially, when you give a response like that, it's kind of just like an F you, and it's just not very nice. And the other purpose of me hopping on quickly today, I wanted to read the declaration made by ADA Ron Blanton from 2021. As some people had asked me about the quote-unquote second investigation that I had mentioned when I was going over DA Whitley's letter on the January 31st, 2024 episode. So Angie's attorney in 2021 provided additional evidence for the DA's office in hopes to get an actual investigation done, or as they call it, a re-investigation. So when we say an investigation, we mean accident recon, subpoenas of witnesses, maybe the three men bringing the only witness that was there back in for questioning, prints on the truck, just sloppy things that were done and that need to be amended, like the fact that the accident was written up as a parking lot incident when it actually happened on a state highway and the truck was on government property. Measurements weren't taken at the scene. Grant's truck was never impounded. Grant's truck was never investigated by the police for malfunction. His belongings were left on the side of the road. And by the way, Angie Solomon later had truck forensics done, just reminding you all. And there was nothing wrong with the truck. No malfunctioning at all. So let's say for a second, all of this actually was done. Why wouldn't you tell the victim's mother these details and your findings after doing this? Why? Why would you treat her like this? I'll remind you again that Angie and Melanie Hicks had called the Gallatin PD, specifically Ty Wilson, and he hung up on them. That's an unspeakable way to treat the mother of a victim, somebody who passed away in a tragic accident. So I'm just going to read the declaration slash sworn statement so you guys can have a better idea of what was said to Angie Solomon in 2021 about this second investigation of Grant's accident, when in actuality, it really appears just to be a review of Grant's accident. Oh, and just to clarify, I did read this letter previously in season one, but now it's very important to keep this at the top of your mind, especially with the recent reply that I received from DA Whitley.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quote, I appreciate you providing me with the information that your office has obtained in the tragic death of Grant Solomon on July 20th, 2020. First, please express my condolences to Angie, Gracie, and their entire family on my behalf. I can't imagine the pain and loss they have suffered in the loss of a son, brother, and friend. Since you provided me with this information, I have reviewed the entire file. I have interviewed the investigators who were on the scene and have provided them with your file. I wanted to provide all the information that I could to the investigators and have them compare the information in your file with the one they had previous. I did this to make sure we have all information prior to making a charging decision. I will tell you that our investigation at the time was thorough. There were statements that we did not have that your file contained. It stated in your file and investigation that Aaron Solomon, Grant's father, who was present on that horrible day, is alleged to have made some different statements about the day and the events. Upon review of those alleged conflicting statements, there still does not exist enough evidence that would lead to a crime being committed. As you are aware, in a criminal case, the state must prove beyond a reasonable doubt to obtain a conviction. When assessing a matter in which a charging decision is made, our office evaluates the case on whether we can obtain a conviction. Based on the information that we originally had and the information we have obtained from your office, it was a horrible accident, but the state of Tennessee declines to pursue any criminal charges in this matter based on lack of evidence. Sincerely, Ron Blanton, end quote. Let me just reiterate something here. So Ron Blanton provided the information that Angie and her attorneys provided to the original investigators who were on the scene. And then he went and he interviewed the original investigators that were on the scene. The same investigators that spent less than an hour, that left Grant's belongings in a ditch and took Aaron's statement and left. He then says he can't do anything because Aaron's conflicting statements don't have enough evidence that would lead to a crime being committed. Well, duh. You can't just look at conflicting statements. You have to actually do the forensic work. Sorry, I just raised my voice. But lastly, when he says, when a charging decision needs to be made, our office evaluates the case on whether or not we can obtain a conviction. Wait, what? Let's just put Aaron Solomon aside for a second, because I want to remind you, in my letter to DA Whitley, I said nothing about Aaron Solomon. I discussed the poor police work. I discussed the lack of answers for Grant's mother. I didn't say a word about him. The fact is, Grant's death made no sense. Let's take Aaron Solomon out of the equation. It still makes no sense. Between Grant's body, the position of the truck, the lack of blood at the top of the parking lot where he first would have been dragged, I mean, it all makes no sense. And after rereading Ron Blanton's declaration, it seems to me that all this was him protecting Aaron Solomon in not having criminal charges brought against him. He didn't really seem to care about what happened to Grant. He cared about protecting Aaron Solomon, in my opinion. So I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention because some people were asking me in addition to the, I'll say it, jurisdiction thing. But anyway, that's all I got for you. I will be back with another full episode next week. I think I'm just going to change the release date to Wednesday. So yeah, I will be back next Wednesday with another episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Lauren Conlon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.